It is Friday, the 23rd of February, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. At a recent gathering in London, government officials and MPs representing the Solent region reviewed a pivotal report by the Solent Cluster, a partnership dedicated to decarbonisation. The report underscores the significant community advantages of major decarbonisation initiatives within the area. It also suggests that the Solent Cluster is poised to drive sustainable growth, marking a potential turning point for the region's environmental and economic future. In a move that could potentially revolutionise the field of nuclear fusion, the UK Atomic Energy Authority, based in Oxford, has entered into a landmark agreement with Japan's Kyoto Fusioneering. The partnership is expected to bolster the exchange of crucial nuclear knowledge and expertise, specifically focusing on the advancement of breeding blankets technology. These components are integral to numerous fusion reactor concepts, as they are responsible for generating tritium, which serves as the fuel for nuclear fusion reactions. This collaboration marks a significant stride towards making fusion energy a viable and sustainable power source in the future. Corporate banker Carmen Peacock has stepped into the role of the new chair of the CBI's Southwest Council, taking over from predecessor Adrian Bratt after his three-year tenure. Currently serving as the head of Southwest and Wales Corporate and Institutional Banking at Lloyds Bank, Peacock's appointment aims to champion investment and stimulate growth within the region. Her extensive experience in the regional corporate sector is expected to be a valuable asset in her new position, as she continues to advocate for the interests of local businesses. The switch signifies a continued commitment by the CBI to support regional economic development and corporate interests across the Southwest. That's the news to wrap up your working week. For more, you can visit thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back on Monday. Until then, from me, Chris, and the entire team, have a great weekend. Goodbye.